Moncrief on News Talk.
For various reasons, it can happen that a person needs to rehome their dog. So what's the best way of going about that? What preparations should you make, if any? Macha Thurjanovic is rehoming manager with the Dogs Trust. Macha, good afternoon.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
So when people need to rehome their dogs, what kind of reasons do they give you for that? Or do they?
Yes, they do. The most common reasons would be unwanted behaviors in dogs. Accommodation challenges are a big one at the moment. We live in a country where one third of the population have the dogs. A lot of people need to rent at the moment. And if you look at the adverts for rentals on daft.ie, you'll see that only about 7% of accommodations, houses for rent allow dogs. So that would be a big one. And not having enough time, I think, is the third one on our list.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if not having enough time, was that maybe, could one say that's a situation where the person didn't really think it through before they got a dog?
Yes, of course, we always point out how important it is to do the proper research before making this very lifelong decision of adopting or buying a dog. But unfortunately, not always you can predict everything in your life. And sometimes circumstances change, work schedules change, commuting becomes an addition that we didn't think would become for us. We move houses, things happen. So do your research before you make the decision, but also things can happen. Things can crop up in life.
Yeah, but you also said unwanted behaviors. Is that because maybe somebody didn't research the breed of dog they were getting and the fact that might need more exercise, or they tend to be, you know, they tend to bark a lot, that kind of thing?
Yes, I'd point out the upbringing of the dog. So first of all, sourcing the dog from a legit source. If you're not adopting from a rehoming center, if you're interested in a particular breed, do a really good research of where you are getting the dog from, because you don't want to be a victim of some unscrupulous dog breeder. There are reasonable dog breeders out there. And the early years socialization and training, puppy classes at the very beginning are the basis of what you should do to avoid having those behavioral problems. So sometimes it doesn't happen at the very beginning, and then behavioral problems appear later on in life.
Yeah. So say, for example, this year so far, how many dogs have you been offered for rehoming?
Almost 1,500 people contacted us looking for help rehoming their dog.
My word. And can you accommodate a number of that size?
Unfortunately, we cannot. So we yearly rehome up to 1,000 dogs. So there are still dogs that need help and we are unable to help. Our customer service people are on the phone and they will deal with every person who starts considering surrendering and rehoming their dog. And sometimes there are solutions other than rehoming. Sometimes they just need a little bit of reassurance, a little bit of training knowledge. So we'll work with the person. Our priority will always be to keep the dog in a home and to help the person turn their life around so that they can keep the dog. Sometimes, unfortunately, that's not possible. And then we try to accommodate. We do have a waiting list of 4 kennels. So it's not an instant that we can free a kennel. We are always full for every dog that goes home. There are 4 others in a queue, but we'll always do our best to help.
Of course, yeah. And how many dogs do you have in kennels at the moment?
Around 130 would be in our rehoming center in Dublin in Finglas, but we also operate across the whole Ireland. So we've got little hubs all around the country, and we've got a fantastic net of fosterers. So all together, we can have as many as 250 dogs under our care.
Okay. No, and then On the other side of it, do you have a list of people who are looking to house a dog, or who can give a dog a home?
Yes, we receive applications for particular dogs almost every day. So, like, if we take a dog into our care, we are quite confident that 99% of the times we will find a home for the dog.
Yeah. And so do people come to you looking for a specific breed of dog rather than we'll just take a dog?
The applications vary. So there will be people who went to our website and saw a picture of a dog and they are just interested in this one particular dog they saw and fell in love. There will be people preparing and researching breeds and asking for different types of breeds. There will be people who just come and say, give me a dog that nobody else wanted. I just want to help.
Yeah, because I was wondering, would people, you know, does it tend to be the case that people are looking for the cuter dogs? Like if you have an ugly dog in kennels, people go, not that interested in that one.
We wouldn't run statistics on such things as attractiveness. From the requests, I can see that more and more people are interested in small dogs and in dogs of younger age. So we always ask for those families who really would like to give a home to a dog that maybe needs just a little retirement home for the last years of their life. And of course, for the bigger dogs.
Yeah. And so, I mean, do you have dogs either in kennels or with fosters who have been there for a long time?
Unfortunately, that happens sometimes. We always monitor the welfare and the happiness of the dogs. But as you know, we will never put a healthy animal to sleep. So some of those dogs stay with us longer than we would want.
Yeah. Macha, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Macha Thorjanovic there, rehoming centre manager with the Dogs Trust. One texter says, the poor dogs are being surrendered when it is really the owners being lazy and not wanting to put in the work and do the training. Now, and as you heard from Macha there, sometimes perhaps that is true. Other times, someone's in rent, you know, and he gave the example. Going back to what we were talking about at the start of the show, people in rented accommodation, they have to leave for whatever reason, and then they, they're lucky enough to find a new place to live, and that particular landlord says no pets allowed. Or sometimes people are elderly, and the dog might be big, and you know it's they're not able to mind them properly anymore. Another text says people are foolish and get dogs without thinking through a major life decision is the amount of dogs who have separation anxiety now because they were bought in lockdown and can't be left alone. Now with people going back to the office full time, this is a big problem. Though someone else says giving away a dog is a heartbreaking decision. We had to move unexpectedly and it broke our hearts that we could not bring ours with us. It was not a choice we took easily. Indeed, and I'm sure it was extremely heartbreaking.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.